Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is David Meadows, general manager of the Jefferson City News Tribune, Fulton Sun, and California Democrat. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, welcome to Jefferson City. So tell us a little bit about yourself, family, etc.
Well, I moved here from Arkansas, Russellville. I was working for Paxton Media and been on the job for 5 weeks, married to Diana, have two sons, one at the University of Kansas, and the one that just started at the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville.
Okay, so that begs the question. All right, so here are the hot questions for you. Favorite college team, football?
Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, my God. The answer is Missouri Tigers.
Is the interview over?
Missouri Tigers is the correct answer, David. Favorite NFL team?
Washington Redskins.
My God, these are softballs, David. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm sorry. It is the Kansas City Chiefs now, of course.
All right, fair enough. All right, so last trivia question. Favorite baseball team? You could be evicted on this answer.
Royals?
Oh, my God. The Royals are good. St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
Go Cards.
I knew you would be Cards.
All right. So you joined Jeff City here about January, so you've been here about a month. So give us an idea exactly what a general manager does.
Well, basically I have oversight of obviously the News Tribune and the Fulton Sun and the California Democrat. We also have a large commercial printing facility off-site, so basically setting business strategy for those properties and oversee financial performance and just kind of upholding the Waco Media mantra, reader first, and, you know, a focus on quality journalism. So,
okay, good. So clearly, though, this is not your first newspaper job. Give us an idea of your background of what type of roles you've had in the newspaper industry.
Well, I have been in the business for 30 years. Doesn't seem that long, but started out actually in production and worked my way into business administration side of it and general admin. I've done a little bit of everything, Gary. I've been ad sales. I was the editor at my previous paper, as well as being the publisher. I was in Topeka, Kansas as a general manager for 2 years. I was in Dodge City, Kansas as a publisher for 4 years. So I was in Georgia, Tennessee. So I've kind of been a gypsy with regard to this business. So, but I love it. It has changed tremendously over the last decade, but still have a passion for it.
Well, clearly you have, in the industry, they talk about you have ink in your blood or ink on your hands. You have both of those with 30-plus years in the business. So what do you believe, and much of those sound like they are in a community journalism format, where it's not the large metros, it's the medium to small size newspapers. Why do you think that level of journalism is so important?
Well, I think, you know, because those are communities that are usually overlooked by the larger media outlets. So the smaller community-minded newspapers and digital sites, for that matter, really pay attention to those smaller communities' issues, cover government, they cover schools, and it's just a grassroots kind of operation, and I love that. I love that, you know, the newsroom works with production and advertising, and they work to put out a great newspaper and serve these little communities that are just overlooked.
So, yeah. So you've been in the business 30 years. How have you seen the industry change?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, obviously the move to digital, there's tremendous pressure for reader time, I think, is what it comes down to. Just reader habits. I mean, when you think about sitting down and reading a newspaper, folks are strapped for time, and I think that's one of our biggest challenges. And I think that's why digital is so strong now, especially here in Jefferson City. I mean, we do a tremendous job on our digital side. And we see tablet and phone use just skyrocketing over even desktop use. So I think that's been a big challenge. And the move, you know, the challenge to our local retailers through digital outlets like Amazon. I mean, I think they're under pressure as well. So those are some of the challenges we faced. And but I think, you know, Jefferson City has addressed those. The News Tribune and the other newspapers have done a good job addressing that, but you know, there's still work to be done. We've added niche products. I mean, we have a stable of magazines that we put out, and I think that reaches a different audience, which is important for our growth and stability going forward. So,
So what are some of the opportunities facing the industry and Jefferson City, the News Tribune specifically?
Well, I think it's important to have quality journalism, first of all. And I think, you know, not brown-nosing here, Gary, but you guys do a really good job in the newsroom. So
let's make sure we put that on the archives for the performance review. Say that again.
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's one time. Hope you don't cut it. So, I mean, we do a great job here with respect to the journalism, and I hope the community understands that. This is a really good newspaper. Because usually one of the first places that cuts happen is the newsroom. And that has been avoided here for the most part. And I just think that's special, and the community is lucky to have a paper like this. So, you know, and we need to continue that. We need to do quality journalism. You know, we're state capital, so that's very, very important that we become the news report for the state house, and obviously for local government as well. But I think that has to be the basis of what we do, and everything kind of grows off the good journalism. And so that opportunity is there to stay strong and steady with the journalism while others may be falling away. Mm. So, and I think we're doing that.
And I think we are quite blessed, honestly, one, with a very strong staff here, but more importantly, a community that really does appreciate newspapers that I know on the street, and you'll come to find this, folks will offer you story suggestions. Yeah. They engage with the stories that are being done, which to me reflects on their care for this community, and that they want Jefferson City to be a better community. It's not that it's a bad community now, but they recognize that they have a role in it, and the newspaper has a role in it as well, and it gets that conversation going between members of the community.
I totally agree. I think I was in Dodge City, and a older gentleman walked in to introduce himself, and he said that his father had told him that the strength of a community can be shown through the strength of the newspaper, and vice versa. And I've never forgotten that through my career, and I thought that was so true. And I think when you look at our opinion page and the letters to the editor, I think that bodes to what you were just talking about, that we have a very engaged readership, and that shows health in the community and health in the newspaper, and that the two are working together to hopefully make positive strides, right?
Yes.
So I think you can look at any newspaper, and if you look at the opinion page and there's not engagement there each day, you know, there's a disconnect. And I do not see that in Jefferson City. So, yeah, I love that this community loves the News Tribune. I had a friend in Russellville that's from here. Mm. Because you're going to a great newspaper. He said, I grew up in Jefferson City, and he said, I love the News Tribune.
So, yeah. Well, great. Yeah. So, having been in Jefferson City for about a month, what are your first impressions of the capital city?
It snows a lot.
It snows a lot.
As we look out the window and see 3 inches on the ground.
I promise, David, there will be sun and warmer temperatures in another season. I promise.
I know the sun's going to come out. I know it will. But
okay, Annie, just break into your song right now. So any favorite haunts or discoveries in the time that you've been here? Favorite places to eat, to visit?
Not really. I've kind of been working. You guys have been working me pretty hard. So it's the newspaper, and then unfortunately the hotel room, and that's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is sad. We're going to have to get you out, David.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love I love downtown. I think I love our office being so close to kind of the heart of the city and really the state capital. So, you know, our visit to the governor's mansion was very enjoyable the other day.
Yeah.
And so, no, I'm just excited to be here. And I'm sure when the weather turns, I'll get out and about.
All right. That sounds good. So, David, we're glad you're here. Appreciate you showing up for this podcast and enduring the questions.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for having me.
News Tribune on Tap is produced by the staff of the Jefferson City News Tribune, with engagement editor Nicole Roberts handling production and technical duties. You can find this podcast at newstribune.com/NT-on-tap. Thanks for listening.